Liesl van der Veste isn't joining us with some power tips this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. Welcome back.
What is the difference between an ordinary tip and a power tip?
Oh, I just thought I'd add that in for some color because when you read the title, if you're going to listen to this on a podcast later on, it actually reads Power Tips from a Pilates Pro.
Mm.
Because for the last couple of months, I've been testing out different types of Pilates classes, low form impact exercises that aims to strengthen muscles, improve posture, alignment, and flexibility. Everything from classical Pilates, mat Pilates, gravity Pilates, reformer Pilates. And we're not going to go into it because I'm going to tell you about it over the next couple of months in Test It Out Thursday, what these different ones are like. But I thought I'd just set the tone and just let you know what Pilates is all about, get some tips, and especially for beginners. It's also just great so you can understand what you can expect when you go into it. I think a lot of people are overwhelmed just by the word. First of all, how to pronounce it, what it is. Is it just a hard class that's going to target your core and you're not going to be able to manage in that class? No, there are so many classes around South Africa. I've tried classes in Joburg, classes here, and they have beginner classes, which I love. A lot of the studios have beginner days on most days where you can come. They have intermediate and they have advanced class. So depending on what your level is, you go in and you join the beginner. I've been doing Pilates for a number of years and then stopped for a while, and I still went back to the beginner class after, because you lose a lot of your form, and Pilates is all about form. And I thought I'd get it
and slow and deliberate movements. And
absolutely.
It is in that slowness and deliberate movement that you actually get the work done.
And I'm so glad you say that, because so many people think it's not a workout because your heart rate doesn't go up, which it does. I've been checking this out, and that you don't actually work. I was left in the class. I couldn't walk after the class last week because I went to a really advanced class to try out what is called gravity Pilates, and you do it basically upside down, but I'll tell you about that at another time. You'll have to wait and tune in for that. And Pilates instructors are probably cringing and going, Liesl, you've described it completely wrong. But it's a great experience. I'll tell you more about that. But I thought let's get an expert to just give us a soundbite for beginners so they can totally understand what it is, some tips and advice. And we've got a soundbite coming through from physiotherapist, Pilates instructor Dominique, letting us know what the right way of doing it is and what you can expect from a beginner class.
I am a physiotherapist and Pilates instructor at Jeff Fitness. So my top tips for beginners who are interested in Pilates would firstly, do not be intimidated by Pilates at all. It is a very inclusive type of training that caters for all fitness levels. Make sure that you are constantly breathing. I don't want you to be concentrating too hard that you end up holding your breath. Slow your movements down and follow the instructor's cues. On form, we always look for quality over quantity of our movement patterns. And lastly, know why you are attending Pilates. Have intention with these exercises just so that you can really reap the full benefits of improved body awareness, improved core and pelvic stability, and of course, improved posture. You're welcome to follow me on Instagram at coachdom_Jeff. Or you can pop me a message at 071-607-1227. That is if you have any questions about Pilates or if you'd like to join my sessions on Jeff Fitness. We have our online platform. I would love to hear from you. And yeah, just to put your mind at ease that Pilates is not so scary after all.
I absolutely love Dom putting herself out there saying, just reach out to me, ask me. And I love that because everyone that we talk to and feature on our show in the morning are always available and accessible on social media or from via an email, because they know how important it is when we talk about a workout and how to do it properly. And the main thing coming out there is take it slow. Focus on what the instructor is saying. And the other thing that I picked up from going to a number of the classes the last couple of months is you only do what you can do.
Mm.
So if it's 12 reps of a certain movement and you can only manage 6, that is fine. But it's 6 done correctly. And as Dom also said, it's more about making sure that your quality is better than your quantity. So I'm quite keen to see and hear from anyone. They've tried any other Pilates classes, classical, mat, gravity, reformer, contemporary, the list goes on. So please do let us know on the WhatsApp number which ones you've tried, because I'm keen to add it onto my list and review it over the next couple of months.
This is going to be day what of you going to Pilates?
Pilates. So off air, I was moaning about how sore my glutes are. It is the... It's the eighth class in 2.5 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's normally, I normally do 3 a week and it's three different ones. So yes, today I was walking up the stairs and I felt it a little bit. But remember, I've been going to the advanced class and I've been pushing myself a little bit harder every week. I didn't start in the advanced class. So when you try out a Pilates class, and I say to anyone, this is a workout you do want to add to your routine because it's low impact. It can be done to help strengthen muscles. It's also if you're coming out of an injury. Yeah. You go to that beginner class and you take it nice and slow. And we've said this before. Big Mike, my fiance, went to a Pilates class. Didn't ask what it was about. Thought he was going to a yoga stretch class and got onto the phone swearing at me afterwards saying, why didn't I warn him that it was core and an advanced class, and he really felt it, and now he's a big believer in Pilates. Yeah, and
there was a time when John Matham actually he'd drive quite a distance to go to, I think it was Somerset West, where the studio
there.
And would come back and say all sorts of amazing things. Liesl, thank you very much.
Thank you, Africa. Tomorrow we're talking. Oh, it's tested out Thursday, so I'm testing out a sustainable developed. A recycled garment that you can wear when you're out hiking or around town, and it's fully sustainable and recycled.
Can't wait to see it. Liesl van der Westhuizen joining us again tomorrow.